Industry leader Roger Moe gave in on income tax cuts. Since January, he's agreed the state should cut income taxes, but he's insisted the cuts should not be across the board, and especially not on the highest wages. Governor Ventura generally backed Moe on this point until last Sunday. Once the governor changed his mind, all Moe could do was delay capitulation as long as possible and see what he could get for it. He asked for an extra $100 million for public schools. House Speaker Steve Swigum offered $50 million, and then they got together and agreed to give schools a $50 million bonus from the current budget surplus and to pledge another $50 million from future surpluses, assuming those surpluses continue to roll in as they have. Moe says that was enough to clinch the deal.
Overall, it's a balanced package. Everybody has some successes and some things they probably wish would happen, but those will be battles we'll fight another day.
In this deal, Moe gets the $1 billion in tobacco money he wanted to set aside for medical and social programs, although it's not yet certain what form those endowments will take. Speaker Swigum in the House will get a minimum half percentage point cut on all three income tax brackets, worth, along with other permanent tax cuts, about $1.5 billion every 2 years. The governor gets $60 million in seed money for a light rail line between downtown Minneapolis and the Mall of America. But there, too, negotiators compromised. They agreed to borrow the money to leave more current money for tax relief and the extra spending on schools. News of the agreement put the governor in a jovial mood, and he celebrated his victories.
The people of Minnesota deserve endowments. Today we set aside the tobacco money. The people of Minnesota deserve rail transit. Today we talked about how to move forward with the support of leadership. The people of Minnesota will continue to be well served by state government that can still deliver its services.
Many of Ventura's victories will make it that much harder for Republican leaders to sell the deal to the fiscal conservatives in the House. Some of them are already threatening not to vote for the tobacco endowments or to borrow money for light rail. And Speaker Swigum may need some DFL votes to push things through. Still, Majority Leader Tim Pawlenty says he can convince his fellow Republicans to go along with the compromise.
Don't lose perspective. This is the largest permanent tax cut in the history of Minnesota, plus.
The issue of tax relief could still become a big stumbling block. House and Senate negotiators have agreed on the total value of tax cuts and to cut all three income tax rates by at least half a percentage point. But as Senator Moe points out, that does not mean everything else has been squared away.
There's a number of tax issues. There's income tax, there's sales tax, there's property tax, provider tax, the motor vehicle license tabs issues. That's all on the table. They have to live, obviously, within the confines of the number that we've agreed to.
Besides taxes and spending, conference committees still have to try to compromise on dozens of thorny policy issues, including the profile of learning, wolf management, and air pollution standards for animal feedlots. And the legislature faces a potentially explosive confrontation over abortion laws. The House version of the Health and Human Services bill contains a series of restrictions on abortion, such as a mandatory waiting period and a ban on so-called partial birth abortions. The Senate and the governor have pledged to oppose the abortion restrictions. Last year, a standoff on similar issues nearly forced a special legislative session, precisely the outcome Governor Ventura is trying to avoid this year. At the Capitol, I'm Martin Costi, Minnesota Public Radio.